I have a favorite hot button that might not strike anybody else as a challenge for engineers, but a lot of engineers go on to become educators. And I think the challenge that those people will face is to the challenge of keeping people in school long enough to learn things more deeply enough so that they can really innovate at a fundamental level. And it's difficult because students today get bright eyes about get rich quick, you know, do a startup, do an IPO, get bought out, and then you get your trophy wife and your Mercedes and all that stuff. So one of the challenges is going to be to make an extended stay in an educational institution so irresistibly attractive to people that that they want to do it, and making it obvious that they're going to be better off in the long run to stay and get fully educated than to leave early is increasingly difficult these days. And it's not made any easier when brightest students see that where the reward system is not at the frontiers of really basic looks at new phenomena, new inventions, new technical innovations, but in some sort of little product innovation. So much difference between a product innovation and a true deep innovation that changes the field, that changes the world. So I think one of the challenges is a challenge to educators to make their world appear a little more capable of delivering real rewards rather than just a pile of papers that may not change the world. I don't know. All I know is that I've always figured I was doing the right thing by working on big problems rather than tiny problems. But maybe that's selfish. Maybe if everybody did that, nobody would solve the little problems. But I do think it's important for people to keep their eye on. You only got a certain number of years of productive life on this planet in your career, and what are you going to do when you get 75 years old and some guy from the IEEE asks you, what did you accomplish? How did you change the world, or did you change the world, or did you make a lot of money, or did you have 25 children, or, you know. If the question is a technical one, which I think the question was, then I think you want to look ahead and see whether it predict as to whether you're going to answer that you made a difference. That's just my own personal view of the challenge to the average engineer. Well, I tell you, a lot of engineers don't see it that way at all. My closest colleague for some years has been very impatient with me, and probably correctly so, for always talking about what the vision might be rather than getting the goddamn work done. And, you know, I thought he was insufficiently respectful of large-scale visionary thinking, and he thought I was insufficiently respectful of the necessity of short-term goals. And so, the answer to your question is a very personal one. Depends on who you ask. I just always like to work on problems that were at the frontier and pushing the envelope and pushing it in places where pushing it would produce a big result.